One of my many mantras is, do not get upset over what you cannot control. Stop and think about that for a second. What do you actually control? Not what you believe you control, but what you know you can actually influence in your favor by your will. The world is changing. We are living this change. Change is never pleasant. The internet gives everyone a voice, and that voice is loud. However, just because something is loud does not make it good or right. Volume is not a measurement of quality, and it never was, ever. There's a concept called two-step flow theory, and what it says is that there are precious few original thinkers in the world, and because most people feel like they have to have an opinion on everything because that's the world that we live in at the moment, but very few people can be bothered to do original thought and do the research. People just take on the opinion of whoever their favorite thought leader is, Chris Williamson. Two-step flow theory is one of those ideas that some folks think explains how information spreads, especially in the age of social media. In the world of two-step flow theory, there are these so-called influencers. They're the ones who are in the know, or at least they want you to think they are. These influencers are like the gatekeepers of cool kids' information. They get their hands on the latest news, trends, or ideas, and they decide what's worth sharing with the rest of us peasants. Here's the kicker, though. These influencers are not necessarily the experts in the field, a field, or any field. Nope, they're just regular people with a knack for gathering attention. They could be your aunt sharing conspiracy theories on Facebook that the earth is flat, or that self-proclaimed guru on Instagram who's always trying to sell you life-changing mentorships, products, or discounts on their OnlyFans page. Two-step flow theory wants you to believe that these influencers, aka salespeople, are the standard for trendsetting, that their opinion is not only the correct one, but also if you do not follow their suggestion, you will fail if you do it on your own. They preach, you must need their help, for a price. According to this theory, once the rest of us, gullible masses, get a taste of their digital wisdom, we consume it. We take their word as the gospel and run with it. What this theory conveniently forgets to mention is that we're not a bunch of mindless zombies. Well, a lot of us aren't. I have also seen many that are. We still have our own critical thinking skills, don't we? We still use logic, don't we? Two-step flow theory essentially suggests that information goes from influencers to the masses without much reflection or skepticism. It paints us as passive consumers who are easily swayed by what our so-called leaders tell us. Let's be real here. We're not just sheep following the herd. We question, we fact-check, and we don't blindly accept everything that comes our way because someone who appears cool on the internet says so. In today's world, where everyone has access to information at their fingertips, it's time to realize that we're not that easily influenced. Look at all the binary sentiment lately. Just define context, for example. Context, often overlooked. The linchpin of meaningful conversation. Dictionary defined as the circumstances surrounding a statement. Context is your golden ticket in understanding what's really meant. Without it, conversations turn into chaotic word games that go in circles or nowhere at all, but will drive you mad. Sometimes start fights. Sometimes in friendships. Sometimes in marriages. Sometimes creates drama where none existed before. Supposed to create logical understanding. In this first age of social media sensationalism, context often gets buried beneath the pursuit of shock value. The pursuit of hearts, likes, follows, subs, comments, feedback, engagement, and attention. The pursuit of us versus them, good versus evil, right versus wrong, left versus right, zero versus one, gay versus straight, black versus white, man versus woman, Jew versus Muslim, life versus death. To engage in meaningful discussions, context must take center stage. It's not just background details. It's the key to unraveling the maze of misunderstanding communication at all. Intention and context may not be one and the same, all of the time, or even some of the time. If you do not have an understanding of the contextual value of something, the opinion you may have from that lack of understanding may not actually represent what you want it to represent. This has to be one of the worst ways social media has impacted our lives, our thoughts, our communications as of late. And it's maddening. In a world where information flows freely, it's crucial to maintain a healthy dose of skepticism. Don't you think it is about time we give ourselves more credit for being critical thinkers who do not simply follow the lead of self-proclaimed influencers? So, remember, you're not just a passive follower. You're a discerning individual who can separate fact from fiction, no matter how influential the source may be. If it's too good to be true, it usually is. According to the two-step flow theory, the majority of these trendsetters lack original thinking abilities. In today's society, where it is expected to have an opinion on everything, people tend to adopt the viewpoints of their preferred thought leaders of the week club instead of engaging in original thought and conducting thorough research themselves. Monologues, reaction videos from other two-step flow theory practitioners, which is what other thinkers say and regurgitate as the thinkers' beliefs, as their own original ideas without even looking into the validity of said concepts. That is exactly the kind of people you do not want to follow to learn anything about on any subject. They have their own goals, which is to convince you of whatever it is they are spreading out there as truth. Truth is a point of view to them, not a real tangible thing. When someone forms an opinion based on a very limited or small sample of data and makes assumptions to generalize their viewpoint, it's often referred to as hasty generalization or jumping to conclusions. This is a type of logical fallacy where someone draws a broad conclusion from a limited or unrepresentative set of evidence, which can lead to inaccurate or biased beliefs. It's important to encourage logic, critical thinking, and evidence-based reasoning to avoid falling into this cognitive trap. Two-step flow theory practitioners will use pseudo-logic and pseudo-intellect to jump to conclusions. They will make assumptions based on the very little, often present rhetoric as semantics, debate using subjective feelings, and use that as pro-evidence for their argument to be correct, even when it clearly is not correct. Hurting someone's feelings because what you said in the debate is true, but they do not like that answer. They will attempt to argue, but that argument does not make your point of view any less true. It's still true. Context is key, and this is another thing two-step flow theory practitioners will do. Take things out of context and use it as their evidence against you. Again, they present rhetoric, pseudo-logic, pseudo-intellect as evidence, semantics, and air quotes, facts against your logic, even if your logic is sound and your evidence is correct. Two-step flow theory for idiots, by David Angelo Minio, November 9, 2023. 1,241 words.